8:57, time now for a look at the markets with our opening market reporter, joined by Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you. Well, this market had a pretty nice bounce overnight, and beans were up as much as 6 or 7 cents, corn a couple higher, and wheat a couple higher. But we're trying to back off a little bit so far this morning, just before 9 o'clock. The corn market's up a penny and a quarter to 3/4 of a cent, with the May at 3.64 3/4, at the penny and 3/4 higher. New crop beef also a penny and a quarter higher. Big rumor so far this week has been that China has bought 400 to 500,000 metric tons of U.S. corn out of the Pacific Northwest. Even the shippers are showing that there are several cargoes of corn having been booked out of that area, at least ocean freight is. The drought monitor showed an expansion of this dryness in the Mid-South, also all the way up from western Georgia up into the New England states. So that's going to be a concern for some people, may keep a little risk premium on in this corn market. Export sales this morning for corn came in awfully strong. I thought just 49 million bushels of old crop and 8.6 million bushels of new crop. Interestingly, there was some pretty sizable sales of Milo to China. Part of that, however, was switched from unknown destination. On the bean side of things this morning, Jeff, we're up about 2 cents in the nearby, the new crop month, about a penny higher. As I said, we were up a full 6 cents earlier this morning and looked like we were going to do a little more to the upside. November beans remain stalled under $10, however. After yesterday's disappointing crush report, the bean export sales look rather good at 17.3 million bushel. Brazil's reporting that their southern ports, this is the southern ports, not the ones on the Amazon, are experiencing delays now, and that's due to wet weather conditions. On the wheat side of things, we're just a fraction higher right now. Export bookings were a little bit on the light side, but USDA came out and reported that Algeria had bought 120,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat. Interestingly, that's old crop wheat. There was also a bean sale made to unknown destinations. That's likely going to some Asian country, 120,000 metric tons. Again, old crop. On the livestock markets, we're continuing to see strength in the cattle market based off an awful strong cash cattle market yesterday. On the live cattle, we're 60 cents to 30 higher, with the Aprils at 118.32, a lot of resistance there at 118.80 to 120. Again, we're bouncing up pretty close to that 118.80 level. The feeder cattle are 32 to 60 higher. The April feeders at 129.27 are up 57 cents.